Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at 94.1 FM, we're glad that you all could be with us, as well as those tuning in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad to have you on as well. We're really excited to bring you not one but two great recording artists in this next segment. We have Sally Champlin as well as Bob Henley III on to talk not only about their musical journey separately, but also what it's been like for them to work together, and then, of course, to be able to see the response from their fans. If you're just now hearing about the two of them, they both have brand new projects out. You all will hear one selection from each one of their projects, and we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can stay connected with them as well. But Sally, Bob, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. How you doing, Cyrus?
Good morning, Cyrus.
Hey, doing really good. So excited to be able to have the two of you on. And it's always exciting for me. I love it when I'm able to talk to artists that have not only been able to do great things together, but also have been able to have some remarkable music being able to create it by themselves. The two of you worked together on a project, Bob, that I had a chance to get through our friends at Amazon called Evil Greed. But also you both, as I mentioned, have two great projects out this year as well. Sally, I'll start with you. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only have discovered this gift of music and to be able to share it with the world the way you've been able to?
Well, it starts with meeting my partner and homing down on really what we wanted to accomplish, which is an album for him and an album for me. And it's been a wonderful journey because I have been watching him tailor, because he's the composer. He's the one, he's got music coming out of every cell of his body, I swear. And he created for me a perfectly tailored set of 12 songs that suit me. It's just been mind-blowing. And then we turned around and did the same thing for him so that the music that we've created for him is totally suited to him and they are different from each other. And I'm just blown away.
Yeah, yeah. And Bob, what about for you? It has to be a great feeling to not only to have, even as Sally was mentioning, to have this gift, and then, of course, to be able to share it with others too.
It is indeed a pleasure, and it's a wonderful thing to see it grow and get to the point that it is right now. It was a blessing to work with Sally. She is the lyricist side of this duo, and without her, I couldn't have made it work. And so it's been a blessing, and I thank her, and I thank us for interacting and making this thing happen.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, I think, Sally, to go back to you, I think, you know, I have actually talked about this even with authors. I had a couple of authors on a program recently who came together to write a book together, and I was saying to them about what it says to others about not everything being about a competition, about being able to realize their strength in numbers, but also it's always better when you can work with someone who seems to get who you are. Do you think that's been one of the joys for you, Sally?
All of my life I've been a natural collaborator. And there's something about a bounce back from someone else, even someone sitting in a room who has nothing to say. Whatever you say comes out differently because someone else is present. And it makes a vast difference to bounce ideas off somebody. You know immediately when it comes out of your mouth, it's either working or it isn't because someone else's ears are there. And to collaborate in a wholly giving and communicative way and in a community way, is I don't know how to behave differently. I'm just naturally sharing person and a sharing artist. I've collaborated on more projects than and scripts as well than by myself, and it's more fun. I'll tell you that too.
Yeah, yeah. Bob, do you find that one of the great things about music and being able to bring music to life through song is that you're able to kind of tell a story that resonates with the listener, no matter where they may be?
I do agree with that statement, Cyrus. It's a wonderful thing to be able to connect the lyrics to the music because, see, I don't know what other people do, but I try to caress the lyrics with the music and combine them together so that they tell a story in a way that makes sense, that makes you feel it, and makes you want to hear it again.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that has to be the great thing. Sally, I want to talk about style, because these days, and one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is that there are so many times people will say, well, you know, you sound like X, Y, or Z, or you should try to sound more like X, Y, or Z. How have you been able to find your own unique sound and to stick with it?
It stuck with me. I found my voice when I was 13, 14 years old, and I was trained almost immediately. And I have had this sound and this particular way of expressing myself musically and as well as an actor as well that is me. And it's like it's a stamp on me. My sound is individual. Bob's sound is individual. There's nothing we can do to say we sound like somebody else. And I've never tried to copy anybody else because my voice has always been a very strong thing. And it's like the voice is telling me what it is rather than me trying to form it to sound like someone else, if that makes sense to you, Cyrus.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think that's such a powerful point. And Bob, you know, as Sally was saying, you know, I mean, have you always found it easy to be able to be comfortable with your own voice?
Well, yeah, I was blessed with this talent. The Lord gave it to me as a young guy. And I grew up in the gospel and in the church. And so I've been singing probably straight out of my mother's womb. But I've also been trained, and as a singer, they wanted me to get into classical, but classical was not my thing. So I continued to pursue the R&B and contemporary world, and so here I am now. I've had the experiences also of singing and performing with so many different people that have impacted my life and kind of, showed me the way. I was, for 10 years, backup singer for Smokey Robinson, and I was the minister of music and director of the choir for Della Reese. And so all of these things, and all of these things that I've done, I've been in several groups, I've been in several single act scenarios, and all of these things have impacted my life to come up with the sound that I have now. And I personally, it's about spiritually bringing it out of your soul. And I can't sing a song without being involved in it, really. I know some people could just, they kind of sing and they're not really into it. But for me, it has to be a spiritual connection with the song and the music.
Right. And I think that's definitely what keeps people coming back. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, he's on the radio side or online. You're listening to Conversations Live. You just heard there from Bob Henley III, as well as we're joined by Sally Champlin today. We're talking with the two of them, not only about their musical journeys, but also what it's been like for them to work together, but also to be able to cultivate their own unique voices as well. So, Sally, when you've heard from people, and I think the great thing about music, like very few things, is that music has a way of connecting people, I think, universally, other things have struggled to do. What has that been like for you to have people come to you and tell you what your music has done for them?
It's actually humbling. It's humbling in a way that I didn't expect when we began. When we began, we were involved completely in the music and the making of the thing itself and the sound. Everything had to be sound right to both of us. And when I started, after we began our release, I was shocked, Cyrus. I was shocked. People had tears in their eyes. People were saying, oh, my God, that is I discovered a song that I hadn't heard before. Some of my friends have been hearing some of these songs in the process. And by the time we got to mastering was when I realized how much of an impact both of our albums were having on a lot of people around us. And I just sat back, oh, my God, practically, it was like my heart was going, oh, my God, people really like it for different reasons I never thought of. People come to me saying this is their favorite for a particular reason, or they can't stop listening to that song. I have a friend who said, I play the whole album on the way to work, and then I can hardly wait to get out of work to play the album on the way home. So I'm serious, Cyrus. It's like I'm humbled by it, and I am validated in a way I did not expect. It's like, oh, my God, this music is reaching people's hearts.
Yeah. Indeed, Bob, what about for indeed. You? I mean, what has that experience been like for you as well?
Well, it's been about actually about the same, but see, I have a lot of Facebook friends. And I mean, you know, you have when you have 4,000 or so Facebook friends, you don't really know everybody. But out of the woodwork, they have come and gave me compliments and said to me, wow, what a wonderful voice. And this just makes me shine inside, being able to touch people's heart with the music. Because, see, for my album, the title, Love's Having a Party, it's about love and our in our lives and about the experiences that I have had with love and love having this party with you in your life. And people are responding, ooh, just telling me, oh, it's just so wonderful, and I really love your voice. They have indeed, some of them referred to me as sounding like other folks, which I won't mention at this time, but but they were complimentary, very complimentary. And so I was like, well, okay, if that makes you feel like that, it's good.
Right, it's good. So let's get into the music. Sally, ladies first again. We're going to start with you. We're going to hear from the project, It's Raining in L.A., the title song by Sally Champlin. Talk to us about that single, Sally, and what listeners can expect.
Listeners can expect a really nice ballad. A really nice ballad. I had the idea after listening to Etta James singing Sunday Kind of Love, and it was a Sunday, and it started raining and pouring really, really hard in L.A., and I went, oh, my God, and I turned off Etta and wrote the whole lyric in about 20 minutes. It came to me that quickly, and then I took it to my partner, and he glorified it, I swear.
Wow. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is It's Raining in L.A. from the project by the same name by Sally Champlin. We'll be back with more of our conversation right after this.
But it's raining in L.A. It's raining in L.A. Outside my window, blue skies have gone gray. A bitter wind blows my corner, and I ain't got no fire today, no fire today. It's raining in LA. You've gone and taken southern sunshine away. If I could just find somewhere warmer, but I ain't got no fire today. Oh no, no fire. Thought I wouldn't miss you, thought I wouldn't cry, thought I wouldn't change a thing, just let sleeping dogs lie. But the dogs are not sleeping, see. I howl for you in all my dreams, and I wake up with your sweet smell. In LA, I keep on writing, but no words left to say. If I could just find somewhere you have never been, but I ain't got no fire to
today. Thought I wasn't lonely, thought I'd be alright. Thought the world would help me out until it up and lied. So I got no one else to turn to now. It makes me wanna scream and shout your name. Your name. Your name. But it's raining in LA.
Raining in LA.
Raining in LA.
Raining in LA.
And I got no fire. It's raining in LA. Raining in LA. Lord, it's pouring. It's pouring, yeah. Look at the rain coming down all over town.
Raining in LA.
Looks like stars make the city look so pretty. Oh, pretty, pretty city.
There you have Sally Champlin with Raining in L.A. from the album by the same name. It's Raining in L.A. We actually speak with Sally as well as Bob Healing III today, not only about their musical journeys, but what it's been like for them to work together and to see the response as well. We have music from Bob coming up from his new project here in a moment. You know, I think to go to you for a moment, Sally, and then we'll kind of ask a similar question to Bob. Yeah, I think one of the great things has been about the storytelling, as I mentioned with Bob earlier. I mean, do you find that that is, again, why this is so enjoyable for you? Why music is such a passion, because it is something that is so near and dear to your heart?
It's near and dear to my heart, and I have found that the stories kind of find themselves. If I find a line or a statement or a few words and I realize they have a future, in other words, they're going someplace, there's the beginning of story, there's the curiosity of what's going to happen next. If I don't have that, then it pretty much dies in the water. And, you know, sometimes I'll have these great ideas and there'll be two lines and they don't have a future. So I have found that I'm really inspired by Bob's music to give me words through his incredible sense of rhythm. And the minute that I get something that has a future, it becomes a song. And that's really the key to it. If I look at a couple of words and they tell me there's a story coming, there is a story coming. And it's got to be a full story, a beginning, middle, and end, or why bother? You know what I mean, sir?
Right. Right. I think that is so true. You know, Bob, for you, I mean, a similar question to what I asked Sally when it comes to the longevity. As you know better than I do, many artists have come and gone since you have been on the musical scene. What do you think has been the key for you, Bob, as to why you are still here? Musically, I mean.
Musically, well, I think it's the journey that I've taken, and the learning that I've been able to do. If you don't learn in your life what makes people feel good, what makes music sound good, then you have nothing to work with. And I've just been blessed with a thick journey of learning, and singing, and dealing with, and being with some of the greatest artists that are out there. It's been a blessing in that way, and that's the only way that I can function. Again, for me, it's a spiritual journey. You know, I've got to really feel the music. If you don't feel it, then it's not happening for me, and that's what I want and hopefully want the public to hear and find out in our music.
Well, you, like Sally, have a new project out this year. Yours is called Love's Having a Party. You mentioned it earlier. The single we're going to be hearing from you, though, is Do You Wanna? I mean, talk to us a little bit about that single.
Do You Wanna? See, for me, working with Sally as the lyricist in this project, I spoke to her about the experiences that I had in my life, and I wanted it to be reflected in the lyrics that we put down. This is sort of coming from the teenager, young guy kind of thought, and asking your girl, do you want to be my girl? because that's exactly what it's doing. It's asking the lady, do you want to, and you can put it in all ages of life, if you're getting ready to ask this woman to be your lady for life, to be your wife, do you really want to be with me? And you're selling yourself in the song also, saying that, hey, I can do it, I can do this and make you feel this way and that way. And we want to make it a little sexy for the contemporariness of it and for the young folks so maybe they could enjoy it.
All right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is available through our friends at Amazon.com, as is the single you guys heard from Sally Champlin. Here is Do You Wanna by Bob Henley III. We'll be back with our final moments with Sally and Bob right after this, so stay with us.
Do you wanna?
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 Do you
Do you wanna?
Do you wanna? That's way beyond all the rest. Do you wanna be my baby girl? Do you wanna have me shake up your world? Do you want me to touch you just so? Oh, just so. Are you willing to show me? Can you give all of you to me? Can you go the distance, baby?
Do you
want to
be my girl?
Do you want to leave your history behind you, girl? Do you want a brand new game to play? Oh. Are you ready to share all your secrets? Come on, let's dance, dance every step of the way. Are we destined to be together forever, soulmates? Come on, girl, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna?
Make love to me, baby. Do you wanna be my girl?
Journeys, but what it's been like for them to work together to create some great music, a really great conversation with the two of you. I want to say that the single you guys heard from Sally, of course, It's Raining in L.A., it's available through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite online retailer, as is the single Do You Want It that you just heard from Bob as well. So, Sally, as people are being reintroduced to you and now being introduced to the new project, what do you hope this album is able to do for them?
You mean for the listeners?
Yes.
The listeners, I want them to be transported. I want them to lose their sense of time and to be completely embraced by this music and to walk out happier. That's what I want.
All right. And, Bob, what about for you? As people are listening to Love's Having a Party, what is your hope for them as listeners?
My hope is that they can take the journey with me. The way the songs are set up in the order that they are set up, it's a journey from a point to another point, and it takes you on this journey, and it takes you into partying with love. One of my favorites also on the album is Love Is Just Passing By, meaning that, you know, how we meet each other and we fall in love, and it's oh so wonderful. But sometimes love is just passing by, and if we have this wonderful time together, and then love says, okay, my journey is done, I'm going elsewhere. And you've had a great time, a great journey. Sometimes the breakups, maybe they're not so wonderful, but love still had a party with you when it was there. And that's the journey I want to take the people on, and hopefully they can feel the love and spread the love. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Well, I really do appreciate the two of you taking out the time to be with us today. It was a great conversation and really excited to be able to share music from your own individual projects. Sally, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, I've got a website, and it's really simple. It's www.sallychamplin.com. It's my name, .com, and Bob's site is Bob Henley. BobHenley3.com. And
right,
you
I mean,
can go from there to, you go to iTunes, you can go to CD Baby, you can go to Reverb Nation. There are lots of places you can go to Amazon, as you did, Cyrus. And it's pretty much there. You Google me or Google Bob, and you'll at least find our site, and from there you can go everywhere.
All right. Well, thanks to the two of you again for the time. I really appreciate it. And it goes without saying, you welcome back here anytime. Would love to stay connected with you.
Great.
Thank you, Cyrus, for having us on.
Okay, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Really appreciate it. Definitely want to thank our good friends at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. And want to thank all of you, our listeners, joining us either on the radio side or online for another edition of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Bob and Sally, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available through our social media sites. Or to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've tagged the both of them on both of those places. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.